I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl,
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
What is the point of doing a test if we don't listen to it?
You're supposed to be able to trust your levels.
Okay, but the first week that we had this set up, it didn't go like that, so I don't trust shit.
I don't. You probably rightfully should.
Trust Please shit or not trust shit?
Scooch the soundboard over a tad because I'm.
We are so good at this.
Taut on the headphones. Perfect.
So what's up, Shannon?
Try not to breathe on everyone.
Yeah, well, I've got this. I've got my drinky drink making drinky drink sounds.
My drinky drink. What you drinking?
I just have a little glass of Screwball, of peanut butter whiskey.
I got a little glass of strawberry margarita from Costco.
How is your strawberry margarita from Costco?
It's not bad. I mean, it's full of sugar.
Right. So. It's pre-made margarita. And it tastes like a pre-made margarita.
Yeah.
I mean, pre-made margaritas are never as good as a homemade margarita. We all know this. So
it works in a pinch.
It tastes like a pre-made margarita, but a fine one, not a disaster one.
Correct. Not like a bottled. Like, you know how the Bartles and James has a bottled strawberry margarita or strawberry daiquiri, and that's just like alcoholic sugar water.
Let me tell you a story about this weekend. I have many stories about this weekend. So on Friday,
You're being rude, Kat.
Will you cut it out? All right. On Friday, I texted my friend Abby and was like, Abby, I miss you. And she has a Friday night with her boyfriends. And I've been over on Friday night and hung out for some of it before. Like, I totally know. I know what Friday night is and what it means, right?
Date night.
It's date night. And they do movie nights.
Sex night.
They do movies. And they're always weird movies. Like, so she's like, come over. Jeff's here. Adam's here. Come hang out with us. And I was like, I'm talking to my parents. And I was like, I think I'm going to go over to Abby's house for movie night. And they were like, what's going to be on for movie night? And I was like, I don't know, probably some like kung fu shit or 80s. Like, I have no idea, but it's never anything I've ever heard of before. And that's what goes on movie night on Fridays. And then Abby sends me a picture and she's like, we're drinking these boozy ice pops and they're terrible. And I was like, I'm coming. Because
the boozy ice pops from Costco that are terrible.
They were so bad.
That have been in my freezer for 2 summers.
Oh, I didn't even know you had them.
Still aren't frozen.
They're so bad.
I think all the local moms stopped buying them because they used to sell it. Like, people would see a pallet, text a mom group, and they'd be gone by the end of the business day. And oh, yep, those are it. I have a bunch of those. And now they just sit around Costco because I think all the moms are like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
I'll make my own.
So Abby tells me the story that her boss is obsessed with Costco and will always talk to you, be like, I found this thing at Costco or I found that thing at Costco. And she's talking about the boozy ice pops and she's like, and they're low cal. She just kept on being like, they're low cal. Shannon's making a face and Abby's like,
they are like 70 calories.
And
but
Abby's like, that sounds like fun. Like, they sound fun.
70 calories is a shot. I'd rather just have the shot of vodka.
Fuck yeah, me too. We should next week, we should taste test them on the show.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
We could taste
test. I mean,
we could
go do that right now if you want.
We were talking about how they tasted like jet fuel, and I said, because this is Shannon's favorite thing that I say, I said, well, that's something I put in my mouth.
Well, that's something Costco decided to sell.
I actually liked the Cosmo one, and we were arguing about which one's the worst. I actually only tried 3 of them, but
did you have the mango one?
I did not try the mango one.
I'm sure there was a mango one.
No, there was apple teeny, which was terrible. Like, is there something cheaper and more terrible than Pucker? Because that's what it tastes like.
I might argue that Pucker tastes better than that apple teeny.
Yeah, thing. That's what I'm saying.
Like, we should go get a little baby bottle, like those little shot bottles of pucker, and compare the apple teeny.
We're gonna have a
freezer pop
taste
to
test.
Real pucker
taste test. I love this idea. Yes, so that is definitely that. Those are all things that happened. And we so I went over to try the boozy ice pops. So my friend was like, yeah, those sound interesting. And then the next time her boss went to Costco was like, here, these are for you. And Abby was like, I never indicated that I wanted them. Like, I was just making polite conversation. And she would ask me all the time if I'd tried them yet, until she finally stopped asking because the answer kept being no. So, like, I'm howling laughing at this, because you can just see it. Like, the Costco-obsessed person being like, I bought you this present. And then we finally eat them, like, years later, and they're terrible. Months, probably months.
Is
months
she gonna later. Go back and report? I finally had them.
I need to ask her if she told her boss.
Hey, I finally had those Costco pop thingies. That was an experience.
The Cosmo flavor did not taste like jet fuel. Jeff is very quiet and doesn't say a lot, and he was like, and apparently he said like, it has a bit of an aftertaste. Like, he's very just like quiet. So so that was story number one, because you made me think of that with boozy ice pops. But then story number two goes into content. So I always knew that Friday night movie night was weird. And even like later on in the evening, I was like, what are the rules to movie night? Like, there's clearly rules. What are they? And Abby was like, Jeff knows all the rules. And Jeff shrugs and is like, there's no rules. And I was like, but you wouldn't watch a Disney movie. And Jeff, like, made a face, like, no, fuck no, never. So.
Are there rules?
There's not stated rules.
Okay. So just, like, something unique that you've never seen before.
But somebody has to have seen it, because somebody has to bring it / recommend it.
Okay.
Right? Do you see how this is confusing?
Yeah. So Ralph Garman does a movie thing. I'll vamp while you're looking up something.
I'm trying to find the name of the first movie because I walked in toward the end of it.
So they do a video vault thing, and they'll randomly pick a year, and then you have to choose a movie from that year that was considered good, but not maybe didn't do as well as the box office as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
So things that have either become cult classics later or are just something that you should check out. So, like, for an example, I think they recommended The Fabulous Baker Boys one episode, because, like, that was a great movie. It actually got nominated and or won a bunch of awards, but didn't do super well in the box office. So stuff like that. And so they'll do themed ones now, too, based on the holidays or what's going on.
Okay, so the first one that was on when I walked in there was, Abby said, we're watching an Adam movie, and it was Wild Orchid with Mickey Rourke. And
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was famous because, like, the sex scene was quote-unquote real, because they were actually dating, so, like, it made headlines for that reason. I actually have no idea if that's true. These are just things that Adam said, because I was not giving a shit. I was just enjoying being around people. But apparently, since I, like, messed up the groove of everything, I didn't realize this until the next day. Like, they were not planning on watching a second movie, but because I came over so late, they were like, second movie, which was Jeff's pick, and it was called Basket Case. It is a 1982 B-movie horror film about a boy who carries around a basket, and you realize that, like, with a lid on it, and you realize that the thing in the basket is alive, and then you realize that the thing in the basket is killing people. So he's carrying around a murderous thing in a basket, and what is it? What's in the basket?
You want me to guess?
No, I don't want to give it away, but I kind of do.
I doubt any of our 12 listeners are going to run out and watch Basket Case. If
but
anything,
you...
if you spill the beans, it might make them go do it.
Okay, real quick, you guys. Not knowing what's in the basket was kind of enjoyable, because Jeff refused to tell us. So if you desperately want to be surprised by the bee horror film, I would jump ahead a little bit. Just jump ahead a minute or two. Ready, go. Okay, it is his deformed conjoined twin brother who was removed from him.
Like a fetus?
No, they weren't removed until they were teenagers. Because
a fully grown teen, like, how big is this brother?
But he was just growing out of his side. So, okay.
I'm super confused.
He doesn't have his own legs.
Right, but like a half a human?
Yeah.
Or like as big as a fetus, but has a brain and talks to you?
Bigger than that.
So like half a little person.
There you go.
Oh, no. It's like a goblin.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a goblin person.
It looks, okay, to me, in some of the things, it looks like, why can't I think of his name now? The Twi'lek that works for Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Low-key looks like that.
Like a melted version of him.
Like a melted version.
Of Jabba the Hutt's assistant.
What is his name?
I don't know.
I totally pulled it out of my, because I said that during the movie. I was like, that looks like blah, blah, blah. And I knew his name at that moment. And why can't I think of him now? I don't know.
That's funky looking.
It's a bee horror film.
I'm done.
Why are you upset about this?
I'm not upset.
Bib Fortuna. Like, Bib Fortuna. I had it then. Bib Fortuna. He looks like Bib Fortuna.
I can't put any words together at this point. So
how great it is.
That it's disgusting.
And yes. And oh, yeah, there was a time where he's hiding in the toilet. And
no! Oh my God. So this kid had that thing attached to him till he was a teenager?
Correct.
What the fuck was wrong with his parents? Why'd they bash its head
no,
in?
No, the parents were the ones who forced the
twin to live?
No, they were the ones who forced the operation. So I don't know why it went on that long. It doesn't matter. It's a B horror film. It doesn't make sense.
You're right. I don't know why I'm arguing.
The acting in it is so bad, and I would just
why don't we dissect The Crows too? Crowing while we're at it.
That is exactly what you are doing. Yes, that. But
I still want to be a real movie.
They're actually angry. So the people they are murdering, because the guy carrying the basket is in on it, the people they're murdering are the ones who got them unconjoined because they wanted to stay conjoined because they loved each other. They could speak
telepathically. Hashtag siblings or dating.
So yeah, the movie was phenomenally
fucked
up. Oh my
God, is there a picture of them conjoined?
Yeah.
We need to send that to siblings or dating.
No, they would never do it.
Yes, they will. They won't make you guess. They'll just highlight it on their reel as something funny.
I guess.
Like you would put it on your reel,
mm-hmm.
Tag them. And, like, the funny thing you're going to say on your reel is ran into a new siblings or dating scenario this weekend on this B-list movie, ha, ha, ha. And you're just going to put it on your stories, but tag them, and they'll think it's hilarious. Oh, my God. Yes. Send that to me. Oh, send me a conjoined picture, and I'll do it.
There it is. So they were mad about being unconjoined, so they're committing murders. It was so bad. And the whole way through, Abby's like, I hate everything about this. And I was like, I love everything about this. This is my favorite movie. This is the best thing that I have ever seen in my entire life. I love bee movies. The more weird and gross they are, the better. And this was just way up there.
You and my friend Doug from Sword need to hang out on the holidays because that's what he does. So during PenguinCon, they watch all the Webby films, him and his roommate. And then on Valentine's Day, he'll watch a bunch of B-rated movies as for his Valentine's Day weekend marathon. And he doesn't have Twitter, so he live updates on Facebook all of his play-by-play blows of all the shitty movies he's watching that weekend, and it's delightful.
Oh, I forgot to tell you the best part because you were asking about it. So they just threw the brother away in a trash bag. Like,
they didn't make sure he was dead. They just, like, separated him and threw him away.
Yeah.
They didn't euthanize him like they should have.
Nope. So
you gotta euthanize that bitch. Okay,
furthermore, you are not allowed to throw away biohazard material like that.
You gotta make sure it's in a black trash bag, because then the trash man won't know what's in there, and they'll throw it away regardless.
It was in a black trash bag. So, but then, you know, the main brother, the one who was not...
They threw him away alive! You gotta euthanize that shit!
So he goes out... So first of all, we were like, who did the skin graft on that? Like, he's missing a huge portion.
And how did that other guy not bleed out? Like, did they do this in their kitchen?
Yes.
Oh my God! Oh my God! They didn't even go to a doctor. They did it in their kitchen.
They invited three doctors over to take care of it. Turns out one of them was a vet. B-movie awfulness. I loved every second of it. God. I loved it. I loved making fun of it. I loved everything about it. It was so bad. I mean, it was so bad it was good. It was so good it was bad. It was so bad. Yes, they did it in the kitchen. And they had trouble finding the third doctor. It was because she was a veterinarian. And then...
Did they think a dog was attached to their son? Like, why did they call in a vet?
Well, they called in three doctors, but they couldn't... You know, they had to, like, have people who they could pay under the table and do the surgery as a secret.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head. So many things are wrong. I can't even...
B-movies! You guys, this is what they are like.
Oh, I have a headache now.
Well, I decided... So I actually said at one point, I was like, well, I'm coming next week and I'm bringing a Disney movie. And Abby was like, no, the fuck you're not. Because I totally ruined Friday Night Vibe by showing up, right? So, like...
You could take something like something from the 70s, like That Darn Cat, or...
Herbie the Love Bug.
No, that's too mainstream. So, like, That Darn Cat, or something with Kurt Russell in it. You know, the man who thought he was a computer. One of those, like something with Haley Mills in it. Like one of those older movies that no one really remembers or watched but are kind of horrible.
Dear to My Heart, Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah. Yep. Even Apple Dumpling Gang might be too mainstream. But you can take one of those old ones. Not like Escape to Witch Mountain, though, because that's one that's too
everybody
well-known.
Knows that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they seen Flight of the Navigator?
I do love that movie. I fucking love that movie. Yeah. Fucking well, I decided on two potential John Waters films that I could bring. One being Pink Flamingo, of course. Even though that's mainstream, I don't think a ton of people have watched it.
Like, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Everybody knows of Pink Flamingo, but I mean, do you want to see Divine eat dog shit? That is that movie.
Maybe.
That is that movie. And then, that was what got me started on John Waters, was thinking of Cecil B. DeMented, which was one of my favorite films when I was in college. It's a John Waters film, and it's really wild and weird.
Speaking of drag queens.
Tell me.
Pandora Box is on...
All-Star 6.
All-Star 6.
Yes, I'm very excited about that, because she... Pandora Box won Miss Congeniality her season 2, and then was not very congenial on All Stars 1 because she got paired with Mimi I'm First. So I think she feels ready for some kind of redemption on that. But no, the All Star 6 cast is amazing. Like, people are freaking out about it.
I'd like to see the UK version too, but I don't have real TV. And I never know where to watch it.
Yeah, there's too much Drag Race, and I don't know what's going on, but I do want to watch All Stars 6. So who do we have? We have Akiria C. Davenport, who was from season 11 and You Don't Know. We have Eureka, who was from season 9 and 10 and You Don't Know. We have Ginger Minj coming back.
Ginger Minj. That's who we met, right?
who called, you met her and recorded the video, yes. And she called me.
I didn't even have to pay for that. She just did it. It wasn't even a cameo.
Fucking cunt. She called me a fucking cunt. What a
what dream. What a delight.
What a dream moment of my life. Jan, who's from season 12, had a very famous face crack on her season, so that's great. Jiggly Caliente is back, and Jiggly is now an out trans woman. So nice. There are two out trans women who are about to be on this episode because Sonique.
Yeah, Sonique is female.
Yes. So her name now is Kylie Love. And she calls herself Kylie Sonique Love. And she said on the thing that she goes by Kylie now, but her drag name previously was Sonique. Pandora Box is back. Raja O'Hara is back from season 11. Scarlet Envy is back from season 11. Serena Chacha was from season 5. And I know what you're thinking right now, Shannon. You're like, who the fuck was Serena Chacha? She was first out in season 5.
Why is she on All Stars? This isn't redemption season.
Well, they're giving her a redemption.
Ugh.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache, who I
feel like that's a, we can't find anyone else. Who can we talk into doing this?
No, I think that that's a, like, we brought somebody in to be first out again.
Maybe.
I think that that's what they did. Trinity K. Bonet from season 6, who was a lip sync assassin, and Yara Sophia.
I did like Yara.
Oh my God, me too. And she was doing this thing that she, people talk about my accent, and I'm just from Mithy Pippi.
I've heard a lot of
she's from Mississippi.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of shady shit about Rue.
Oh, yeah.
How she runs Drag Race.
Yeah, there's a lot. She is like Ellen DeGeneres of being like a dictator.
Yeah, my way or the highway, man. My show, my reputation, this is how you're doing it.
Yeah, there are people who she has a bad relationship with because they didn't kiss her ass, like Willem and like Pearl. Do you remember Pearl? Mm-hmm. That was season 6, I think, maybe 7, who said Flaze Da. She did Big Ange. For the, no, okay, whatever. Pearl. She actually is not very memorable because she had a very.
Below the radar.
I just meant like calm demeanor. She didn't make a lot of drama. And the word she said, flase da, was meaning like laissez-faire.
Right.
Where she was like, I'm very flase da, meaning like I'm very chill. Right. I don't care about a lot of things. So that was what, flase da. I'm the opposite of flase da, whatever that is. So
it's what, Pride Month. Woo!
Yeah.
Today's speaking June
of,
1.
Speaking of drag queens, do not forget, y'all.
Speaking of the gays.
Do not forget that the riots at Stonewall were started by drag queens.
Yes.
Of color. Right? When they made a movie about it, they made it about a little white twink. Like a cute little white boy. And that's just not the accuracy of the situation. It was started by...
Was Rue at Stonewall?
No.
She's old enough.
It was it was Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, I think is her last name. Why could I not remember her name? Sylvia Rivera. Now I got to look it up because I hate...
But, it's the Stonewall Riots. Stonewall Inn is a gay bar in Greenwich Village on the...
Sylvia Rivera. I had it.
West side of Manhattan. Was a known gay bar. In the 60s and 70s, it was still illegal to be gay. Illegal for men to dress as women. And so the police raided the bar.
Yeah, just for fun sometimes.
Yep.
Just
and
like.
The gays had enough. And they were like, you're not doing this to us anymore. Just because we're different. Fuck you and your paddy wagon.
Yep.
So the Stonewall riots of 69 are pinpointed as the start of the gay rights movement.
Yep.
So Stonewall Inn is still there. You can still go and drink there.
Forced Shannon to go with me on my birthday trip.
Yep. It was delightful.
It was delightful.
Very glad we went.
Yeah, me too. And I got a sweatshirt there. And it's got the sweatshirt that you get at the Stonewall Inn has pictures, like black and white, a big black and white picture on the back of it from the riot. So on the front, it says the Stonewall Inn, New York, New York. And on the back, it's got the like picture, you know, with the like American flag and the protesting. So, yeah, that's It started in late June of 1969 and went on for actually a few days. And so that is why June is Pride Month. Like, the reason June is Pride Month is because of the Stonewall riots. Mm-hmm. And it's a national monument. Stonewall Inn is considered a national monument.
Yes, there's a cute little, like, park.
Plaque right there.
Yep. Stonewall Inn also has a nonprofit where they help other cities and organizations across the United States who are giving shelter and resources to people who have come out and then have been abandoned by their families and whatnot. So I did donate $100 to them today.
Love that.
To their GoFundMe. So I do encourage anyone listening to donate some money, whether it's $5, $20, $100, whatever is in your budget, to a local organization in your city. Now, I didn't pick one in my city, but I picked a larger organization that I personally believe in. So choose the Trevor Project, donate to the Stonewall nonprofit, or do a little bit of research and choose one in your area. There is an organization in Detroit that does the same thing, and I just can't, the name is escaping me right now, but our friend Cindy Habler sits on the board there. Another one of my college friends is involved with the organization. So there are local organizations who their sole purpose is to give shelter and supplies to those in the LGBTQ plus community who have been kicked out of their homes for just coming out. So love your neighbors, love yourselves.
Yep.
I also realized something today.
Tell me.
Are you ready for this story?
Tell me the story.
So older research indicates that being gay is genetic. There's mm-hmm. something in your brain. There's some sort of hormone in your brain that, like, switches on and off the gay switch. My great uncles on my dad's side, my Uncle Billy's gay. My dad's brother, Mickey, is gay. And my sister and I and my cousin, I always wondered who in our generation was going to be gay. No one ever came out.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister has two LGBTQ children.
Yes.
So today I'm like, I was thinking about that. I'm like,
you're the gay.
Yes. I'm like, I'm the gay. I guess if you can't identify the person, you're the one, right? Like, we always thought my friend, my cousin Mark, was going to come out. And no, like, I'm the gay.
You are the gay.
So I'm the bi gay.
Welcome.
Or the pan gay.
Yes.
You know, whatever. I kind of love every. I love and appreciate all body forms. I think everyone's beautiful.
Yeah,
so
I do too.
I hate to be like, I'm pan, but like, I'm definitely bi. And I'm like, honestly, I think... Honestly, I think I'd fuck anything that was I was attracted to, which
is a lot of the people.
Is a lot of the things.
It's a lot of them.
So it's generally all of them. So
pretty much.
I'm bi-leaning pan.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm the gay one.
You're the gay one. Yep. Yep. I got it. Good for you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And some of you might be thinking, but Shannon, you're married. Yes, I am married to a man, but that doesn't negate the fact that I'm attracted to everyone. I
correct.
Just happen to have married a man.
I so. Am mostly in heterosexual relationships because I'm terrified of women. Like, I love them and also scared. And I'm so bad at flirting with
I'm
women.
I'm right there with you too. Like, I love you, but I'm scared.
I'm scared. Yeah.
I know how to play with that joystick. Even though I have my own bits, it's still a little scary.
I'm just, yeah, terrified of women. They're so beautiful and perfect.
Right? I just, like, want to admire them from afar.
Just let me worship you.
Can you just stand there naked in the corner, maybe just touch yourself. That'd be great.
Just be beautiful goddess.
Here's some baby oil.
Just be a beautiful goddess. I'm so in love with it.
Yeah, I'm the gay.
I love that. Welcome. Let's see. Oh, I had more on content. Switching back around. But yeah. Welcome, fellow gay.
Welcome, Pride. Yes.
By
Hello,
the way.
Pride Month. Donate.
Yes. Also,
come out
though,
if you want to. It's never too late to come out. I'm 43.
Instead of buying stuff with rainbows on them, give money to me and Shannon, your local gays.
That too. Like, I did buy my big gay, I bought my big gay coach bag.
Good for you. I didn't tell you yet. Because I told you not to?
You told me not to. I did a TikTok though. So
it's okay.
I was like, oops, I did it again because I bought one last year. So I did buy the big gay coach purse. But yes, all the big corporations have Pride Month themed shit. Only a percentage of that is going to go to organizations. So just instead of buying the big gay coach bag, just donate that cash directly to an organization.
Or give it to me, or, and yeah. I will send you some stuff with rainbow stickers on it.
All right, there you go.
I will put some rainbows on some shit and send it to you.
She'll put some rainbow pasties on and send you a little picture.
I do own those. I do have them.
Send you a little picky pic.
Yeah, sure. That's
what's your that's Cash called, App or Venmo
sex.
Again?
That's called sex work. My Venmo is at Maggie-Mayville. So there it is.
My Venmo's at Shannon's Party.
Yeah.
Literally all the money apps, I'm at Shannon's Party. So if you have a money app, that's my name.
My Cash App is $ Maggie Mayville.
Same here. $ at Shannon's Party.
And yeah, those are it. Just send us your local gays your money, and we'll send you some shit with some rainbows on it. I will put some stickers on whatever you want.
I'll have my daughter draw you a rainbow.
Yeah, we will.
Catherine is super into Pride.
We will give you rainbows. Oh, I love that.
Super into Pride Month. So.
So what does she think about it? What does she think is what? How does she understand it? What does she think is happening? Like, how does she? What is her understanding of Pride Month? That it is to celebrate
People loving people, like people who can love anyone they want to.
I love that.
So yeah, we do talk about it a little bit, so she's can talk about it at school if asked, because she does have clothing that she wants to wear for Pride Month, and then you know she has general rainbow stuff, but it's come up in conversation for her already.
Wow.
So she just turned 7. She's in first grade.
Yep. Well, I mean, she loves David and Patrick. Yes. So, like, you know, she gets that.
Yeah, she's been heavily exposed to queers through our own personal friends and through Schitt's Creek. So I'm so also, Shira, thankful for Schitt's Creek.
And Shira.
So
Shira was very queer.
Yeah, we haven't watched Shira.
Oh, I thought you guys had watched it.
No.
Shira is super gay.
Yeah.
Everybody on that show is gay. All the princesses are gay for each other.
Nice.
I love it. And Bo, who has always worn a crop top, like he wasn't gay before, is gay.
So yes, she definitely has exposures. We definitely talk about it. So
that's good.
I need to stake some flags in my yard.
Yeah, here for it.
I pulled out all my gay flags today and put, oh, the babies, Joe and Sarah. Our Baby Yodas,
I saw that.
They have their own onesies.
I was worried because I saw it on Facebook and I was like, oh no, are people going to be rude about it? Because you just never know who's in big groups like that. But nobody was rude about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, not in the Baby Yoda groups. Yeah. No one. Actually, a few people were like, where'd you get those onesies?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was nice. I went to the comments because I was like, do I have to fight people? Because I don't trust shit. People are terrible.
Yeah.
But it worked out. Everybody was really supportive and happy and loved them.
Yeah, they tend to be super inclusive in that group. Even though there's people from all sorts of political backgrounds and ideals and thoughts. Like, if it deals with Baby Yoda, like, they embrace it.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't concerned for any backlash. But definitely would have fought a bitch.
Right. I was ready to fight a bitch
but
on your
But I do know the moderators wouldn't have stood for it. So. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That
yeah.
Like, yeah, I dig it. What else? Oh, so last week we talked about Star Trek. And I finished Deep Space Nine.
Nice.
I sobbed. Like, ugly cried. Like, hysterical. And,
That's right. I haven't gone back to Enterprise. I need to.
That's okay. And then started Voyager and could not stop watching Voyager. Like, could not stop. I'm like, I have schoolwork to do. In fact, I have so much schoolwork to do. But it's a long weekend. And I can just sit here and keep watching Voyager. And everything's been stressful and terrible. And then today I had to email my fucking professor and be like, I'm behind on work and in my head because I watched 20 hours of Voyager this weekend.
It's okay. It's all right. You should just do your homework while you're watching it.
I have to do, I mean, I guess I could, but it's too much like input into my brain. Because, I mean, I could do math homework while I was doing it, but like all of my grad school stuff is just a fuck ton of reading. So many things to read.
I started rewatching Cougar Town.
Oh my God.
So that there's four seasons of that. And I know for sure, I watched it while it was on TV. And then, so it was like the first two seasons for sure. Maybe the third season, and then it switched channels because ABC dropped it and like TBS picked it up or vice versa. Something yeah. happened. It got dropped and picked up, and I think I quit cable at the same time. So I never saw the end of it, and Hulu has all four seasons, and I couldn't decide if I wanted to start in the middle and try to figure out where I left off or if I just rewatch it. So I've just been rewatching it, and it's just like, It's cotton candy. It's brain candy. Like, just sugar on my brain. I don't have to pay too much attention to it. It's just kind of background noise at night. So, I watched a ton last night. And I'm like, I gotta check and see how many episodes. Because you know when you're binging and you're like, oh, you don't want to stop if there's two more episodes in the season, right?
Yeah.
So, luckily there were like six more episodes in the season when I stopped last night. So, I'm good. I might finish. I could watch that tonight, maybe.
I love that.
I don't know. I'll watch at least half of that tonight. Later.
Yeah.
Unless we watch the Stonewall concerts, which is going on right now, live on YouTube.
Yeah, if you are listening to this, you totally fucking missed it.
You missed it.
You missed it.
Judson Berry is being featured. Our little Moira Rose guy.
Yeah.
Michael Judson Berry. So they list their performances and appearances alphabetically. So it goes, Desmond is amazing, Lance Bass, Michael Judson Berry. And I'm like, oh my, I commented on one of his posts and I was like, oh my God, you have top billing next to Lance Bass before Matt Bomer.
I love that.
And I'm like, and I don't care. I know it's in alphabetical order, but it still counts.
That's funny.
But other people who, you know, I'm trying to pull out some super, Perez Hilton, Demi Lovato, Isaac Mizrahi, Lisa Remini, Jason Rodriguez, all sorts of people.
That's fun. So, that's super fun.
Yeah. I was like, you're billed after Lance Bass.
I love it.
It was a great. Melissa McCarthy, Deborah Messing, Julianne Moore. So Amy Poehler, all sorts of stuff.
That sounds like a pretty awesome, like,
yeah,
situation.
With remarks from Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
So I don't know if she should be speaking anywhere.
Yeah, fuck
She's
off.
Like fucking Joe Biden. She just needs to shut up and go away.
Yeah.
Fucking retire.
I'm pretty pissed about all of politics right now.
Do we need to rant about politics?
Nope.
Okay.
Republicans are trying to take away the voting rights of people. Democrats are being feckless assholes again, just like can't do anything, just being like, oh no, it's just.
How's that go again?
Nope, you got it once.
But there was I really wish I'd been recording that because the
like video
you were making were amazing.
It was like whining with my front teeth sticking out. So you missed it. It was delightful. And let's see. What else is horrible? None of the Republicans want to do a January 6th commission.
It didn't happen. It was just a tourist group coming through.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves. They did like 18 commissions on Benghazi.
How many people died? And Benghazi.
Four.
How many people died during the insurrection?
I don't remember.
At least four.
Yes.
So, where's the commission, assholes?
Well,
where's the commission?
Hillary didn't cause this one, therefore it doesn't matter.
Right. Their Lord and Savior Trump did, so we don't want to persecute our Jesus Christ.
Nope. Oh, man. Trump's been going around telling people that he's going to be reinstated as president in August. I read that today. That's so funny. He's like a doomsday prophet where he's like, I did the math wrong, but this is when it's going to happen, right? Like, he just gets to do that and then keep raising idiots' money. He just keeps on getting to take money from people.
Stealing money from people.
Well, like, they give it to him.
They prosecuted for fraud.
They give it to him willingly, so. Okay, hang on.
Please, our 12 followers, please just give Maggie and I all your money.
Give us your money.
We promise we'll put it to good use. We're not even running for president.
The Guardian says 5 people died at the thing. So 5 people died.
So more people died.
One more people died.
Fuck yourself.
Did I text you about the horrible time?
And we sucketh a satchel of Richards.
Did I tell you about the horrible time that I had at the optometrist before I started texting you glasses and asking for your opinion?
No.
Okay, so I love my optometrist. His name is Dr. Pierce, and he's chill as fuck. And I'll just be like, I'm poor, so will you give me my glasses prescription if I order my contacts from you? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Because a lot of places don't want to do that.
Or they charge you $50 like mine.
Right.
And I'm like, motherfucker, that's my medical information. Give it to me.
But they want to charge you for prescriptions because they want to make the money off of it. They want you to buy the glasses from them.
My brother used to sleepwalk like that.
Poor thing. So we had a mostly still asleep, sleepwalking child wander in here. And, I remember what I was talking about. I was talking about the optometrist.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't remember what we were talking about, guys.
Well, my brother, real quick.
Yeah, optometrist. Go ahead. Talk about it.
My brother would get up in the middle of the night and go pee, except, like, he'd do weird shit like we do when we're drunk. So he would go to the sink, open up the doors, and take down his pants to pee. And if you didn't catch him, he would piss in the cabinets. And so, like, my mom would watch him, and we'd see him do that, and she'd be like, Shanna, go get him! And I'd have to run across the house, shove him over, open up the toilet lid so he could piss in the toilet instead of all over our shit. I mean, he'd still piss everywhere, but, you know, wasn't in the cabinet. All right, so optometrist.
Yeah, okay. So
prescriptions. Yes.
So the point about the prescription is that Dr. Pierce is chill as fuck, right? He's now, I'm like, I'm just going to get cheap backup glasses at Zenni so that I have backup glasses. So, like, will you give me my prescription? And he does. And I buy my contacts from his office, right? Like, and I also, my contacts are supposed to be for a month, but I wear them for 2 months because I'm fucking poor. Right?
Right.
It saves me hundreds of dollars every year to do it like that. And Dr. Pierce has just been like, and you don't have any problem with them? They're not, like, super hard after 2 months? And I'm like, nope, they're fine. And he's like, okay. So Dr. Pierce had apparently too many patients, right? He was overextended at his job. And so he hired someone to work on Fridays. So I walk in there and I don't have an appointment with Dr. Pierce. I have an appointment with this woman who is about my same age. Maybe she was younger than me. She might have been my first doctor who was younger than me, and I didn't even ask. I didn't even try to find out. And I tell her that, and she was a fucking condescending bench about it. Just being like, well, as long as you understand that you can damage your eyes permanently by doing that.
I do, thanks.
Fork off, lady. I don't wear them for like, listen, my first kinds of contacts were for 3 months, and then I had 2 month contacts for a really long time. And then I just automatically wore these for 2 months because I'd had 2 month contacts for so long. And it wasn't like on purpose or anything, but I was like, they work fine for 2 months. Like they're not fucked up, you know, like they're not hard. They're not, you know, I use the solution that like takes the protein off every couple weeks. Like, she was so condescending and rude to me. And I was just like, I hate this and I want to leave. But I had already like taken my contacts out and was in the chair and was like, I just really wanted to be like, okay, never mind, I'm going.
Yeah, you could have been, okay, I'm leaving and I'll come back when Dr. So-and-so's here.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I don't like you.
I don't. Well, so then she accidentally sort of hit me in the face with the eye thing. And she was like, I'm so sorry. This one's much looser than my normal one. Because I didn't even know. I was like, oh, my God. Like, what if Dr. Pierce, like, retired and this is the new lady who works here now? So that was when I asked her. I was like, oh, do you work somewhere else also? And she was like, yes, I'm only here on Fridays. And I was like, never again on Fridays. I will only come there for Dr. Pierce because Dr. I don't know her name was a condescending bench.
There we go.
So, there it is. Yeah. You are allowed to walk out. But after that, what I call friend flirted. Like, I was very charming with her to make her try to like me. Because I just didn't want her to continue being rude to me. So I was very sweet after that. Frustrating that it had to be like that.
Yep.
Also, I tried on a million pairs of wild looking glasses, and I was also kind of leaning towards the blue glasses and the red glasses, the same ones that you said that you liked. And I was like, see, that's why Shannon's my best friend, because almost everybody else said they liked the yellow and brown ones. But those were the ones I ended up going with just because I was like, these frames are so light and comfortable. Like, I could wear them for 24 hour days. Yeah. Like, I could wear them all the time. And I was like, I am at the point in my life where I guess I care less about fashion and more about comfort. But I was leaning towards the blue ones or the red ones also.
Yeah, these ones I have on right now are my first thin wire frames. They're pretty damn light.
Yeah.
And I'm not like the other ones hurt, but they, you know, aren't as noticeable, aren't as thick on Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, when people can tell I'm wearing glasses, but not that I'm wearing glasses, you know.
Here are the ones, I did go into the bathroom and take selfies without a mask on. So here they are. These are the ones that I got without my mask on.
Yeah,
aren't they pretty cute?
Yeah, they're cute.
So they're like tortoise shell on the front, but they've got like yellow on the top and behind them. I don't think I would get them if they were plain tortoise shell.
I have a pair like that, that are like tortoise shell on the front, but like green, forest green.
Love that.
And yours are lime green.
They're more like yellow, like lemon yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Here's those big blue ones that were wild and I loved them.
Those are fun.
They were very fun, but those were also more expensive. They were like $100 more expensive than the yellow and brown ones.
You got to go to the Delta Dental, not Delta Dental.
That is, that's for your teeth.
That's for my teeth. The Davidson, ask them next time you go for the Davidson Vision Carousel and see if they take you to some lonely back room with a really sad carousel in it. Because that's where mine is in my place.
It's at the back.
Some
and it's pathetic.
Back room, like four season old glasses.
Yeah.
Deep discount. Poor Scott. I can't remember if I talked about Scott. Scott got glasses this last year to help with his migraines. So he doesn't need them to see per se, but our optometrist recommended this like eye retraining lenses for him that are experimental, so they're not covered by insurance, and so his lenses alone were $700.
Yeah,
not covered by insurance.
Shit.
And so these are like his first pair of glasses, and I'm like, well, we have the money right now, and if the lenses are $700, you might as well just get the fucking Oakley frames.
Yeah,
because at $700, what's another $300
right
at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
So he has like fucking $1,000 glasses, $700 frame lenses with $300 Oakley frames, but he likes them. I mean, they are working for him at work, and he hasn't had as many migraines this year because of it. So
that's good.
They're working.
That's good.
Apparently worth it.
Yeah. Well, as long as they work.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't have vision. So, like, when I came out of the thing, when I came out of there, the lady was like, we're not, you know, the lady at the front was like, we're not charging insurance, right? And I was like, yes, no, you're not. Because I didn't even fill anything in that part. I was like, because apparently you don't need eyes or teeth. And the guy sitting in the waiting room was like, or mental health. I was like, yes, those are, the you don't, insurances say, you don't need mental health or eyes or teeth. Because so many policies don't cover them.
No policies, no body policies cover eyes or teeth.
Yeah.
Eyes or teeth. You don't need eyes or teeth to live.
Right. So, dude, our first kinds of doctors that we invented as human beings were dentists.
Eyes and teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So all these skin tags, those are cosmetic.
Right.
If I want to get them removed.
I know.
Even though I have a gazillion of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's frustrating.
I think it's bullshit.
It is
that
bullshit.
Eyes and teeth aren't covered. They're in my fucking body.
They are part of my body.
And I can still get cancer in my eye.
Yeah.
I can still get cancer in my mouth.
Correct.
So, why aren't those covered by my medical insurance that's supposed to cover my body?
Well, I know that part of the reason that... No, both of them aren't covered because so many people, everybody needs them. Like, it's 100% about money. It has absolutely nothing to do with, like, anything other than money. So, fork it.
I'm moving to New Zealand.
Oh my God, seriously. Everything's a mess and I hate it. This is exactly what I was
Everything
talking about.
Is awesome. All right, I really wanted to talk about the gays tonight.
You only wanted to talk about the gays? Did I get you off of the gays when you
no,
wanted
no,
to talk about
No, I said that was
more?
Only, that's the only thing
that
on my list.
That was the only thing on your list. I got you, I got you,
I
got
did.
You.
I did watch the Friends reunion.
Shannon was trying to convince me to do this, and I was just like,
It was delightful. I liked it. It was like a
that's
documentary.
Fine.
So
you are allowed to. I'm sure lots of people liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Celeste Barber...
I love
watched
her.
It with her best friend.
I love
they
her.
Wore Friends custom printed sweatshirt dresses and drank all day.
Yeah.
And she said she cried the entire time.
Right.
I did not cry the entire time.
No,
I might have gotten
people...
misty once. But it was delightful. It was delightful. So they all love each other. They all still talk to each other. Probably the girls talk to each other more than
that's how
others, because that's just kind of how that shit goes.
That's how things go.
So,
all right. So do you remember the story? Of course you do. Of course you do. But how the song I'll Make Love to You makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yes. Would you like me to sing it for you?
And she does that to me all the time, you guys, because it was when I was first becoming like aware of sexuality and I was just like, this makes, I don't, and that feeling is still there. What year did I'll Make Love to You come out?
Like late
80s? 94.
Oh, okay.
94.
I was like 89?
No, I was 11.
Okay.
So
94. Okay.
And then what year did Friends start?
Oh, 94.
So I was still in that phase of feeling like uncomfortable about sex because I'm having thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. And that show, they were so promiscuous. And I was trying to like stop thoughts and feelings I was having. And so I was just like, I hate them and I hate this show. Those like stupid sluts. I
Those
hate them all.
Stupid sluts.
I hate the stupid fucking sluts on this show.
Fucking Randy the wine guy.
Yeah. I hate them. I hate all these sluts. So, and so I just didn't watch it. And everybody else in the world loved it. And I was like, meh.
So I'm 4 years older.
Correct.
So I was in the middle of high school when Friends started. But Friends lasted for 10 years. So... Friends was on TV for me from age 16 to 26.
Yeah.
So by the time we got to seasons 4 and 5, I'm in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Just like these people I'm watching on TV.
Right.
So that's, it was a phenomenon. It was. And then they talk about that. It was the first TV show to really become a worldwide phenomenon like it did.
Yeah.
So
no, I Listen, I've seen a ton of episodes. Like, there are a lot of things.
You would literally have to live under a rock or in a cave not somewhere in Estonia or Antarctica to not have stumbled across TBS that shows it every night
or whatever. Like, right. Like, I've seen a lot of it. And I just, as I grew older, I still felt like it wasn't funny and they were terrible people. And then now, as an adult looking back on it, I mean, I know there are a lot of people who have felt like this, that it hasn't aged super well because a lot of the jokes are homophobic and what else did I say to you that they were?
Fatphobic.
Yeah. Fat Monica being a, yeah. And like Ross is just like a horrible person and I hate watching him. I hate him. I hate him existing. He's terrible.
It doesn't age the best. It's not as bad as John Hughes films.
Oh God, shit, that shit is terrible.
Really poorly.
Right. So
it's definitely a product of the
90s. For sure.
Not as inclusive as it could have been.
But like, do you know what is from that same time? And
especially since one of the producers is gay.
Yes.
So all three creators and producers are white.
Yeah.
One's female white, two are male white, one's gay for sure, because he talks about his husband on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be an asshole here and be like, eh, I'm assuming they're probably all Jewish. So, because everyone in entertainment is, right? But they specifically said that they wrote that show based off of their life in New York while they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
So that's like late 70s, early, like, in the 70s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I mean, here's the thing. Like, you just brought up John Hughes films, and I completely understand, like, I understand how people feel about Friends, right? I still love watching 16 Candles, despite everything that I recognize being problematic about it.
There's so many problems in that movie.
There's so many problems, like racism, a lot, long duck dong.
Rape.
Rape.
But it's cute because it's the nerd.
Rape and racism are really where it's at.
I did see a YouTube video recently discussing Long Duck Dong, and I think Margaret Cho was commenting on it, and they were like, we knew it was racist, but we didn't care because we had at least some sort of representation.
Ew.
Yeah, but that's how the Asian community viewed Long Duck Dong. It was so rare to have an Asian person in a movie that they took what they could get.
That's rare, so sad.
Well, yeah, that's our privilege.
That is
too,
our privilege.
To say
that is our privilege.
So,
yeah, so I mean, I get how people feel because I get that that's how I feel about 16 Candles. However, like, I don't have nostalgia for it. I never liked it. And like, looking back on it, I still don't like it. So, shrug. What was the other thing that I wanted to talk about? I had another
thing.
I'm
like, now I know how Maggie feels when Joseph bitches about Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah. No, that is how I feel. That is
because I want nothing more than to sit and watch that with my bestie. And she's just like, fuck Friends.
I just wouldn't be into it. I would just be like, Listen, Michael got it right in The Good Place when he's talking to the judge. And he says the only good one is Phoebe. He had that correct.
He did.
That was not wrong.
Yeah. No, he's right. He's right. They're all kind of horrible.
They're all horrible, except for Phoebe, who is just, like, pure. She's genuine.
I mean, Joey's just a little man whore, but he wasn't a horrible person like Ross was, you know?
He was homophobic.
He was also, like, raised in Italian Jersey, you know, very bro.
Yes.
Bro-centered.
Yes.
Homophobic type of raising.
Yeah. Do not.
I don't mean to make excuses for Joey.
Do not touch me. Cut it out.
But still, like, they're still actors playing characters. So the characters suck.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they played those characters so long that you probably kind of hate the actors, don't you?
I don't. I'm fine. There's, like, I've seen them all in other things, although I do hate David Schwimmer because my aunt, the one who was a bitch, used to travel all the time for her work, like constantly. So she was always in business class and first class because she traveled so much for work. And she sat next to David Schwimmer while Friends was on. And she was like, that guy was the biggest fucking asshole I have ever met in my entire fucking life. And I was like, ha ha, I knew it. I was not wrong. Vindicated. So, no, I get actors are actors.
I never got why Jennifer Aniston was so huge, like America's little darling of the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So,
and can I just say real quick,
she's not a good actress.
Fucking the patriarchy. Fuck the patriarchy for still bringing up her wanting kids and not having kids. Fuck that. Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck it. She has never come out and said that.
Fuck the patriarchy?
No, she has never come out and been like, I'm so sad that I don't have children. That's just like a tabloid thing.
She has said publicly that she did want children. She always wanted children and marriage and whatnot. It just never happened. But I think she said in the show, she wasn't going to put her career before children.
Yeah.
It just didn't never happened.
Right.
Cuz I think they talked about Brad Pitt for a hot second. And because you know there were rumors that they broke up because he didn't want kids. That she didn't want kids.
Yeah.
And he did.
Oh.
And she was like that's not a thing. That's not how that went. No, maybe that I read a bunch of shit at the same time I was watching it. So they talked about Brad for a hot second because they talked about all their super famous guest stars.
Right.
And then they left that real quick. I must have been reading something. But in reading something at the same time, she came out in an interview in like Vanity Fair or something. Was like, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
I never said I never wanted kids. And I would never put my career before family and kids. It just hasn't happened.
But there was just the like... There's been the tabloid obsession
yes,
with her uterus. Years. There it is.
For 30 years.
Yes.
They're still concerned about her uterus.
Like, fuck
She's
the patriarchy.
She's fucking almost 50.
Fuck the patriarchy.
Honey, she ain't having kids, people.
Nope.
So sorry.
Yeah. Fuck the patriarchy.
She can adopt. She can adopt 12 babies like Madonna did. You know? Madonna had two of her own and then adopted a dozen.
Yep.
So, same with Brad and Jolie. They had two of their own and adopted a dozen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Was there anything else?
No, I just had Pride Month on my radar for today. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do no spend June. We'll see how that goes, even though I did a Shutterfly order today.
Whoops.
There was a sale.
I talked to my friend from high school, who I always loved, like still love, named Emily. She is taking her daughter, who is 5, to Disney World for the first time. And Emily has also never been to Disney World. I know. So we talked on the phone on FaceTime for an hour and a half, although a lot of it was not about Disney because I was trying really hard not to just verbally vomit everything I could think of. I just wanted to answer her questions and I would take like I was like, what else did you want to know? What else did you want to know? What else did you want to know? Because I didn't want to bombard her. I wanted to answer what she didn't like, what she thought she needed to know. So then the very next day, Javi sent me this. So this is...
the meme?
Yes.
With the, I'm thinking about going to Disney. I was just going to ask if he sent that to you.
He did. And it was the day after I had talked to Emily for an hour and a half. So it says, friend, hey, can you give me any tips on Disney World? Me, are you sure you want to do this? Friend, yes. Me, okay. And there is just like...
Blocks and blocks of text.
And it's tiny. You can't read it. Blocks and blocks and blocks of text that you cannot read.
Yeah.
So that was hilarious because it was apt to my life.
Did you recommend Disney food blog for her on YouTube?
No, not yet. I actually started because I was trying to avoid doing schoolwork because I hate myself. I don't know. I started a Google Doc for restaurant recommendations for her to give my opinion on things because clearly I couldn't do schoolwork. So here's our other internet thing of the week. Doctor, how often do you exercise? Me, 3 times. Doctor, a week? A month?
Total.
Me, I have given my answer.
You figure it out.
Yep. Yep. I have spoken. So I thought that was pretty funny this week.
I will say, if I hadn't lived in Florida, I probably would have never gone to Disney until I was an adult. So I shouldn't be like, oh my God, because that's just, that's her path. And that was my path. I just happened to have lived in Florida for 15 years. So
yeah,
we did those vacations. My parents might have been able to swing one Disney vacation growing up if we had stayed in Michigan.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been 3 or 4 Disney vacations.
Right.
You know, because when we lived in Florida, we'd leave at 6 a.m., get to Disney by 9, do the park all day, and then drive home.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you would just do day trips.
Yeah, it was never an overnight. It was one and done.
Yep.
Do as much as you can and right. Be as miserable as possible.
Whoop, there it is. Yep. All right, you guys, you can find us on all of the places. That More Thing, that's the name of the podcast. That's what we're listening to. That's what you're listening to. Also, rate and review us on iTunes. They complained a lot about Friends. 5 stars.
Fucking cat kept interrupting them. 5 stars.
Yep.
She can use the P word if you want, but I don't know if Apple's going to let that fly.
I think they don't allow those things. What else did we talk about? They're super fucking gay. 5 stars.
Gayest shit ever. 5 stars.
Super gay.
Super gay.
All right. Also, you can interact with me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been neither of us have any fucking idea.
Something.
Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye. Our pitches touched nicely there.
That was beautiful.
Bye. I wanna take you to a game.